Ecuador's quake toll rises and the damage is in the billions. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In the shadow of crisis, hope shines like a beacon. But when disaster strikes, like it did this past weekend in Ecuador with a 7.8 magnitude earthquake, the transportation networks are often destroyed. And that leaves survivors with no means of reaching hospitals or even fresh water. We spoke with John Woodbury, Disaster Response Manager for Mission Aviation Fellowship, about the crisis in Ecuador and what MAF is doing to help.
The Minister of Health asked MAF to do a medical evacuation flight for some kids with head trauma from the earthquake. And so we did that flight yesterday. And currently today, we're helping get some Samaritan's Purse first response teams into the area to also assess bringing in a larger flight with a kind of a remote medical setup to help people with medical injuries and other things from the earthquake.
There is so much suffering following this disaster. So let's pray for God's love and strength for those who've been affected. The rescue crews are facing a ticking clock in the search for survivors in Ecuador. Of the 70,000 children served by Compassion International in Ecuador, there are close to 15,000 in the affected areas. Compassion International's staff and partner churches have been going door to door to check on their sponsor children and the families. Compassion's Herb Arisman says working with partner churches allows them to assess both damage and need, though in many cases,
they are both first responders and victims in all of this.
So they're meeting the emergency, but they're also evaluating long-term needs, including developing ways to provide livelihoods for those who have lost jobs.
We're also looking at income generation type activities to help get people back on their feet in the longer run.
A donation helps a family get back on their feet. Compassion has links to do that on their website. And pray for something needed by every person in the quake-ravaged area, for hope not to be lost. You're listening to Mission Network News. In a constantly changing world, leaders have to adjust rapidly in order to do their job effectively. Well, the same is true for leaders who are sharing the gospel. Ken Yonke of Global Advance introduces their new project focusing on this topic.
We launched our NextGen initiative with the goal to help train millennials to lead and contribute their voice to the Great Commission globally, realizing that there's a great need to equip and prepare for the next generation service on the front lines.
In order to develop effective training and tools, Global Advance has to discover what kinds of challenges face young leaders today around the globe.
We're in the process right now of facilitating an assessment, and it's a survey that we are beginning to offer out to multiple groups on multiple continents.
The first and best thing we can do, pray for the future leaders who are sharing the gospel. And finally, language teachers are changing lives in Russia. Greg Mangione of SOAR International says a popular request for Russian youth gives them the opportunity for ministry.
In Russia, most people are trying to learn multiple languages. English is one of the top ones on the list for a second language to learn. And so they're always looking for an opportunity to learn English, brush up on their language skills, and it's especially attractive when there's actual native speakers that they can talk to.
Learning English may boost career opportunities, but SOAR wants to tell the students about Jesus too. So they're partnering with a local church in Russia to run an English language camp later this summer. Mangione says,
it's a way for the church to reach out to their community, to impact their neighborhood, and then build disciples from that.
Would you ask God to bless the English language camp this summer and then use it to bring the gospel to many other hearts in Russia? Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Did you know that the deaf are one of the world's largest unreached people groups? With a free resource kit from Deaf Bible Society, you can learn how to help 58 million deaf people gain access to God's Word. 800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org, click on the banner. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.